Okay, so now we actually do have our now we have our airtime, Dr. Miller, and we're going to test the music, so we just have to be quiet for a minute. Go ahead, Stu, we're ready. And now we're quiet for 10 seconds and you'll hear the show begin.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, I have been called the cheerleader for successful aging, but wait, wait till you meet my guest. Now we are really talking about a star, the star of successful aging. Not only a psychologist, not only an author, not only a world-class speaker, but somebody who has just indeed walked the walk, not just talked the talk. I'm speaking about Dr. Erica Miller. You may know her from her many appearances on radio and television, from her spectacular books. She even stole the title. I was going to steal her title, but I didn't know she had used it, of gusto. And she really is the personification of gusto. Now, many people say that maybe I'm a little bit too Pollyannish. Maybe I am living in what Dr. Miller would call la-la land. But I actually think that our third age can be the best age. And I'm always looking for people who exemplify that. And I found one, Dr. Erica Miller. So we're going to be talking about some of the things that you can do during this time of sequestration, during this difficult time for many, how you can make light out of darkness, how you can see the world as half full, not half empty. And I'm going to be asking her some hard questions. And that is whether people are just born with the kind of gusto that she has. Wait till you hear about her life. So thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Miller.
It's such a pleasure. It cuts my dreary day. It's raining here in Los Angeles. It's kind of nice to have a conversation.
Well, I'll tell you that my whole family is in L.A., and we had a Zoom birthday party for my two-year-old granddaughter on Sunday, and it's a little bit dreary here, too. The weather is beautiful, but we miss the family. And I want to tell everybody, I want to start right away, as I explained to you, with some of your books. I do think that just the titles of your books set the stage. Don't Tell Me I Can't Do It is the name of one of them. And the fact is that nobody can tell you you can't do it when it comes to your life. So let's get started. Your books are all on Amazon. They are extremely inspirational. But what brought you to be able to write those books and to have this attitude about life?
It goes back way, way back when I was 7 years old and being encamped in a concentration camp. And it didn't make any sense. I heard little dirty little Jews and you know, so I, you know, all that mayhem that I witnessed, and it just from there, don't tell me because I'm Jewish, I don't have a right to live. Don't tell me because I'm a girl, I cannot climb the trees with the boys. Don't tell me I cannot be married, have kids, and have a profession. So that counterphobia, don't tell me, with living with guts and grit, is just the opposite from being beaten down. And different people react differently to situations. And remember, Adrienne, we are who we are because of it, in spite of it. And our wrinkles, I try to cover them up, but they're still there. You know, our wrinkles are based on life experience and how we navigate that amazing life journey with all its imperfection. And no, I'm not in La La Land, but I'm just lucky to be alive. So it stems from...
It stems from your experience, but I want to get to the bottom of this. I have to tell you that right now as we're speaking, there's a meeting called the Pass It On Network and Life Planning Network. Let me tell you who these people are so you'll understand why I'm asking you this question and so will the listeners. These are people who are life coaches for people who are retired. These are people who meet with people of means, people of health, people who are not in concentration camps when they were kids, and they are languishing. They are unhappy, and they need a life coach. So I have to ask myself, is there something about early life experiences like you had, really tough ones, that make you able to write a book like Life is an Amazing Journey? This is the name of her book, folks. This is Dr. Miller's book. Life is an Amazing Journey. Live it with guts, grit, and gusto. Do negative, difficult experiences, are they necessary in order to have the kind of life spirit you have? Now, this is a tough question, and you're a psychologist, so you should know the answer to this one. Or can we create our own gusto?
You know what? We are all similar, and we're different, and our reaction to all kind of situations is really different. My sister, 5 years older, she was beaten down all her life, and here am I. So, yeah, it takes certain genes, traits that we come with, but we cannot say, I am who I am because of it. It's only about 25% part of our gene pool, and it helps, and it definitely there's some positive, genes that we have, some more than others, but the rest is environment, and it's I have a lot of answers, but not all, but I know for a fact of never mind my life, but the hundreds of people that over my career of 40 years seeing people in counseling, it takes both. We can be inspired. If not, why am I here? Why do I write those books? Why do people stand up and when I lecture, they just want the hug. They are hopeful. So yeah, we can be inspired. Most people can. Some can't. So it's not either or. It's definitely, our experiences make us wiser. Some of us, some young children, they're almost like an old soul. They're wise.
Yes.
And some older people, never get there. And by the way, culturally, traditionally, things are changing right now. You are too old for what? It sounds like your take. I don't know you, but it sounded just from your introduction. It's self-limiting, age. What can I not do now that I could not do at 40? So retirement is death, literally. Retire from one thing to something else, because people from my research all over the world, people that live long and healthily, not just living long, are those that are engaged in life. If you're lucky enough or not, that you do not need to that punch a clock from 9 to 5, but still, working means engaging, means volunteering, means part of the community. So we are seeing that there's a change, a trend, a change in our society. I speak about our society here, that, look at that. It used to be, old 55, and now it's kind of 3 categories. I belong in the 3rd one. It's like a young senior, middle senior, and old senior after 80. But age is a number. This is my take. Look at me. And when young people follow me like crazy in my community, when I lecture in the university, they want to get old like me. How seductive is this? Old like me, meaning, hey, in a year, a half ago, I went up, climbed Mount Everest on the base with National Geographic, 17,000 feet. Can you imagine that? I can't even. And by the way, I don't brag. I just share. If I can do it, perhaps you can do it too. I didn't have a mother like me. And here I go again. I don't brag. My mother was old and beaten down, poor baby, at 50. I jumped out from an airplane in New Zealand, 6 months after my Tibet kind of adventure with my granddaughter, jumped out of a plane. I would not recommend it. That's pretty crazy. I'm
right.
A little bit crazy. But again, age is a number that has different meaning, and change is very slow to come by, but change occurs because we have models like me. Don't say, this is who I am, poor me. Hey, the plasticity of the brain assists us. We have to believe that we can, and then we can make choices. Life choices we make makes a big difference.
And Dr. Miller, we're going to make a really wonderful decision when we come back. We're going to talk about some of the things that you do during this coronavirus time, because you're a person who not only writes books, but you go out, you speak, you jump, as we say, you jump out of airplanes. You are exactly the person that this show helps other people be. As you say, you are the role model. But this is a tough time for everybody. Don't you go away. We will be right back, and we'll hear how Dr. Erica Miller has cracked the isolation code. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, Stu, we are actually ready to go on to our next one. We're all set up. Okay. So, yeah, a little bit short. So this is perfect. So what? Now, of course, I am going to ask you just what I said, which is, has this time, when you're in L.A., I know about L.A. a lot, as I told you, my family is there, we'll be on the air in a minute, has it made a difference in what you've done, and what are the coping skills that you've been using, just like you teach other people in your books and in your counseling, that you're using for yourself right now? That's going to be my question. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Anything. Nothing Great. Is off the table.
Good. All right. So we have to be quiet again, Stuart. Are you ready for us? Yeah, the same one if we get a chance to do it. Okay.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. So you know that we do many things for you when it comes to research on aging. And if you go to our radio website, which is very simple, generationboldradio.com, give me your email address and you'll get our weekly newsletter. This week, we not only had Greg Burnett, who that means that you can get a fellowship with a major corporation, regardless of your age. And you will be paid if you have skills that you want to bring to the table. Take a look at Encore Fellowships and hear what Greg Burnett has to say. We are following right now the Pass It On Network and the NGO on Aging for the United Nations, where I am a part, on lifelong learning and work. Because as you heard from my guest, Dr. Erica Miller, work doesn't have to be paid. It can be volunteer. It can be paid, but it's got to be. In your life, we have to be making contributions if we're going to age successfully. A new report is coming out from the United Nations NGO on Aging in conjunction with the Pass It On Network. You'll be receiving that report if you are a member of our free newsletter team. So just go to generationboldradio.com and give me your email address. You'll also get our latest webcast with top geroscientists on how age is being extended. We're growing older, but so what? We want to also grow better. And that's why I have my guest today, Dr. Erica Miller. She is a world-renowned inspirational speaker, truly world-renowned, an author of multiple books that will inspire you. Just go on Amazon and take a look. And, of course, go to Dr. Miller, DrErikaMiller.com, and you'll get all the information you need, including her very inspirational blogs. All right, now, Dr. Miller, I know that one of the reasons that you want to be on this show and you want to have a voice everywhere is that this is not a great time because of coronavirus, sequestration, and so on. People are really languishing a little bit, but you've got a lot of coping skills, and you teach a lot of coping skills. So what have you been doing during these days where it's a little bit dangerous just to mingle?
Oh, you know, not only dangerous, it's not smart, because life is precious. So I have self a quarantine myself. Does not mean that I don't walk in the community to the end of my street. You know, I walk every day briskly. It's about 3 miles. But I do keep away from people because that is something. It's a temporary thing. And that's what it's so clear to me. Most people don't have my life experience because I lived through 2 wars. The one 4 years in a Nazi camp, you know, when I was little, from 7 to 11. But then after we immigrated to Israel, and I was in the Israeli Air Force for 2 years, and I was in the bunker, and I lived through, you know, dodging the bullets. So I'm not normal in that sense. So my coping mechanisms are such, hey, we shall be okay. This is a war. We have to dodge the bullets. And yeah, to keep away from other people and to make do, it is temporary. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. So what do you do meantime? How do you survive? We have our DNA from our ancestors. They survived. The tribes that tried to take them over, the animals, fight and flight. Oh my gosh, we have to be in doubt. Let's freak. And that's what people are doing these days. And most people don't have the experience, luckily, that I had. So it's still the same. What do you do? Fight and flight. Well, time out. Be quiet. Not what you cannot do. What can you do? And taking care of yourself is really important while you're isolated. And most people that I know in my neighborhood, my family, Passover is upon us. We are going to Zoom it. I learned through this last 2 weeks how to Zoom, how to Skype in order to be able to engage. So I have my routines. I wake up in the morning, I do my, you know, my website because I have a business. I run a business in Austin, Texas, so I'm engaged with that. I'm engaged with other things. And because I cannot go to the gym, for 40 years I've been going 5 days a week to the gym, every day aerobics, weights. The reason I'm so fit, because I did not know that it's good for you, but part of my life is wiggle and dance and jump and do weights. So I cannot do it in the gym. I do it at home, and I'm very lucky. I'm privileged. One room, I have a treadmill, I have weights, I have bands, I have everything. So I do it at home for an hour and a half when I cannot walk. I walk outside, but then I do in the gym stretching and all that kind of thing. So I know it's time out. But what do I do in order for me not to get too depressed or low? Because, again, it's still, you know, I cut off all my speaking engagement, my traveling, because I am a vagabond. I travel all the time. So putting things on hold and knowing it is temporarily. A lot of people, too many people are going to die. Businesses are going to go under. But most of us are going to be more than fine, thank you. And I just hope and trust that, you know, that I will as well, because I don't take anything for granted, because here that is our destiny. And it sucks. I don't like it. We cannot control.
You bet.
Huh?
Yes. I said, you bet. I mean, it is difficult, but I will say that the difference here and why I wanted you to express the way you're looking at life is that you do have that vision for the future. Because
Absolutely.
You have seen the darkness and because you have then seen the light, you know there is light at the end of the tunnel. I definitely a cliche. But what I have discovered with many people that have been writing to me and have been very upset by this is the difference is not so much what they're doing. They're all walking, they're eating right, they're doing their best on Zoom, they're having their Zoom relationships and even working from home.
Uh-huh.
But the difference is they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe it's only somebody who has been, as you like to say, through 2 wars that and has gotten over that and now is in a place like L.A. with your own home gym that can say, you know what, I have seen things get better. And part of your new DNA, part of your new DNA, that 75%, which is learned from experience, is that things do improve. And this is what I want everybody to understand from somebody like yourself. It's not just that you've gone through a couple of recessions like we all have, and you've gone through, you know, a couple of changes in administrations like you all have, like we all have, or the 60s. It's that you've really gone through tough stuff and see what it's like afterwards. We come back, we're going to give you a little bit of help from our online store. I'll be talking more about with Dr. Erica Miller about life. And you can learn a lot from her books and her blogs. Just take a look at Dr. Erica, with a C, E-R-I-C-A, Miller.com. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, now in this next segment, I do want to go a little bit more deeply into your life experiences, particularly when you got to Israel, because you do talk about finishing school, which was not normal at that time. I mean, there's a lot of things that are not just about the war. That's very interesting in terms of why you're inspiring to other people. Is that okay?
Yes, by the way, but I'm still not finished as far as our days right now.
Oh,
because
sure,
a show
sure.
like yours, I want to give a plug to your show, a show like yours or me, when I talk, even my children, oh my gosh, I say, hey, it's not forever, you know, but zero in, whatever. So people can hear voices of positive take like
yes.
your show. So I really need to finish up this segment
Good.
A little bit.
Perfect, perfect. Stuart, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, da, da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and I am so delighted to be able to communicate with you at a time that you need communication. Now, for those of you who are listening to this, I want you to know that if you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, you have 80 shows. We have 4 years of shows, but we posted 80 of our favorite shows with some of the top, top experts in the field of aging. And many of them are the stars you know, by the way, who are reinventing themselves on radio and television in new roles. In the new roles that we can play as we age. So if you're sitting around there and you've watched Game of Thrones, let's say, for the 80th time, go to GenerationBoldRadio.com and listen to some of the really inspiring people when it comes to aging, and give us your email address. Everything we do is absolutely free, and we will send you our weekly newsletter as well. Some fun stuff to know about is that Aging for Beginners, my blog, does have things you can do at home, like I've grown accustomed to my mace, which is very, very fun ways to do activities at home, even by lifting soup cans, as I understand the King of Sweden did it one time. You'll also, my very upbeat article, Might the Coronavirus Save Your Life? Because I can tell you that it's requiring that new research be done in the field of immunology and inflammation and aging that's actually occurring with breakthroughs for healthier aging in all aspects of aging. So there is some light at the end of this tunnel. But there's no one like Dr. Erica Miller who could light you up and inspire you. She is an international speaker. She's a motivational speaker. She's an author and a blogger. And she was born in 1933, folks. So what's your excuse? Let's go back to Dr. Miller right now. I know that So I made you laugh. I'm happy. You wanted to say more, actually, about getting out there and doing better at this dark time. So let's hear about that.
Yes, Adrienne. There's so much I want to say. Again, easy does it. I'm a storyteller. In the best of times, we need to surround ourselves with positive people. I'm not proud of it, but I cut off people that are negative because it's contagious. It drags you down. If you have a family member that's negative, you have to learn how to live around it. So, yeah, shows like yours, Adrienne, they are uplifting. And people, yeah, those are somber moments, you know, and most people don't have my experience. They don't need to. But they hear my voice. They hear your voice. They are surrounded because longer it takes, been only about 30-some days. That seems to be like a lifetime. But
that's
we
true.
Are those that are able to hear our voices and yours, that you're there. And take, yeah, maybe she's right. It's not forever, temporarily. What can we do? And what we can, what we need to do is to reach out. Just like you reach out to your audience, I reach out to my audience. My audience, my family, they're born here. I'm from the old country. And when my daughter, my darling daughter, I said, Diana, you know what? No, as long as you're not dying, give me gift of life. I don't want to hear about it. We are going to be fine. Okay, mother. So, again, it's about not being in la-la land, but taking it in perspective. And your show, I'm a show. Give me an audience of one or 400. I share my life, my enthusiasm, and I cannot believe that I will be 87 in November. Are you kidding me? People just fall on the floor. So my young friends here, there's a group. They call it M&M, Miller. This is me, Miller Muse. We meet once a month. I'm not their therapist. I'm one of the girls. They absolutely, and they're in their late 40s, 50s. Again, there's an environment changing. It's not just living long. It's living healthy. And I don't know whether you read or you saw my prediction for myself. I'm going to live till 123. Do you hear me, Adrienne? 123.
I do.
Ask me how come.
How come?
Oh, okay. There is my research, chronologically gifted all over the world, living long, healthily, ta-ta-ta-ta. There was this woman in France, Benet something or other, and she lived till 122 in 64 days.
So you're going to beat her.
Huh? Yeah,
you're going to beat her.
Yeah, I want to be in the Book of Guinness. You know, shoot me. I'm a little bit grandiose. I'm a short little, you know, fire spit, whatever I am called. But, yeah, there could be. If she lived till 122, and, yeah, research says that we are able to, with all that new, the genome splitting, the personal medicine that's coming up, it's an absolutely amazing times in spite of our dark moment. Do you hear me, audience? It's temporarily.
Yes. Everybody does hear, and I'm so glad that I have somebody who is looking at that, who is age 87. Let me tell you all a bit about this. Today, most geroscientists, and that is a type of science that you probably never even heard of, most people. It's the science of growing older, and these are the brilliant people. I've been to their labs. I've seen what they do with animals. I see what they do with vaccines that they're working on right now. But they will all tell you that today, there is a child who could very well live past 125.
Mm-hmm.
That right now, the average lifespan that they think we can all achieve, healthy,
mm-hmm.
is 115.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just living past 100, it's living past 100 healthy. Now, the
mm-hmm.
fact is that most people feel that that's something wonderful for the future, but not for the people who are in their 80s and 90s now. Not true. Dr. Erica Miller is 100% correct. You can begin to do your exercises, to have your life purpose, to reach out to other people right now. I don't care how old you are now, whether you're 20 or 90, somebody out there needs you. And what you're hearing from Dr. Miller is, it's not so much what you're doing for yourself while you're isolated. It's what you're doing for other people while you're isolated. So we have only a couple of minutes left to this particular segment of our show. So I have to ask you a question, Dr. Miller. Are you writing
mm-hmm.
something now? Are you working on your next book? Are you working on your next blog? Are you doing some of those things at home because you have more time?
Absolutely. Not writing another book yet, because people ask, when is your next book? I think that my story, as I told it, and my it's so important, relevant as far as aging healthily, this and that. So I cannot come up with a certain subject that could be more important than actually putting out my information and my spirit out there right now. But I do write blogs which appear on my website as far as how you push through, how you live through, you know, crisis and all that kind of thing. So I keep engaged all the time. I live with myself. And I talk to myself. I smile and laugh because it's really important. The neurons are firing when you're smiling and you're laughing. So if somebody would see me, they would think I'm cuckoo, which I am. I'm not normal, and that's okay. I'm proud to be American. So yeah, I do what I do to keep myself engaged more than ever, because I'm sure there's a down low part of me. I'm a little bit manic, as you can see, as you can hear. So I know there is a part of me that says, you know what, if I'm dead tomorrow, so be it. My legacy is, don't cry over me, Argentina. But I'm not used to have this sense, if I'm dead tomorrow, I'm dead tomorrow. Because people, you hear about those cases, they come in, healthy, seniors, or young people.
Yes.
And then, so my point being, it's about survival. What do you do different to engage, to keep your spirit? Because it's not easy. I'm restless. I'm like a caged animal. Yeah, you know, but yeah, I get some phone calls. But they're speaking, it's temporarily. And people that hear you, that tell me, it's never too late. Now it's a temporary situation. But like you said before, you know, people are too old for what? When you start something new, the neurons are replacing each other. They are absolutely, it's like a revival. I'm not speaking about going up a Mount Everest when you're 90, you've never exercised. But start even in retirement places, people that are in wheelchairs, they still can do things with their hands, with their upper body, with little weights, in order to keep us engaged, to keep us our cognition in place. So we can do, so age is a limit self-imposed that people say. So no, you can do it, and inspiration is here. That's why you are there. Your
yes.
business is thriving, and so am I, because here I'm on your show. It's win-win,
well,
right?
When we come back, we're going to talk about these win-wins that you can create in your own home, in your own space, in your own time. Don't you go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, Stu, we are good. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Is this our third or
last segment?
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Okay, so this is the last segment, and it just flew by. It's like life, it just flew by.
Wow.
And I want to make sure that there is that we really didn't miss anything that you, I have plenty of questions for you, but if there's anything that you especially would like to bring out, I do want to go back to your story about being in Israel and finishing your schooling. I think that's very
mm-hmm.
important.
Mm-hmm.
People can relate to that a lot, I believe. Okay, so we'll be ready. Stu, we are ready. And we're going to do the drop-in first, okay?
Okay. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
And hello, hello, hello. And I was kibitzing a bit with Dr. Erica Miller, our guest today, because I said, look, our show is running away, going fast, just like life. But the fact is, that is true, and we don't have to separate. You guys can go to generationboldradio.com, give me your email address, get our newsletters. We have something new, which we call Gerograms, which is interesting information from geroscientists about our life and our biology. We have something new called Headliners, where we take snippets of our podcast, just like today, put it on YouTube so you can see the picture of our beautiful guests and hear some of the pithy things they have to say. This is the way we keep in touch. And of course, Aging for Beginners is published by Bottom Line Personal. It is also always free to you. And I have numerous information for growing older, starting when you are younger. So most of the people reading that are in their 30s and 40s, Aging for Beginners. Let me just give you one piece of information. A lot of people need you. If you have money, they need you. They need food. They need help. They need shelter. And all of this is online one way or another. Whatever is your cause, this is the time for you to shine in it. Now, this may not light you up, but I am very worried about theater. I will tell you that if Social Security ever went under, Broadway would go under, because most of the people sitting in all over the country in theaters have gray hair. We are the ones that are keeping theater alive. And you will soon see on Aging for Beginners a really important article that I wrote with all of my heart on how to keep theater alive, not just with your money, but by going on television and going on the computer and watching new types of productions that people who are currently out of work are producing in the theater for your entertainment while you're at home. And you'll find that on how you can save theater and why you have to do it now on Aging for Beginners. Right now, we're going to go back to Dr. Erica Miller. She is the author of three really essential books for your healthy aging. Don't Tell Me I Can't Do It, Living Audaciously in the Here and Now, and the international bestseller Chronically Gifted, Aging with Gusto. Before we go back to her, we have a word from our little store. Hooray, our Generation Bold store is up and running. Just visit our website, generationboldradio.com, for access to unique products and services like luggage forwarding for your next trip, gorgeous Brazos canes and hiking sticks, Wander Club charms to commemorate your every adventure. I handpicked everything in the store to add fun and ease to your life. It makes a great gift, it's priced right, and it's of the finest quality, whatever has been selected. All these items truly enhance my life, and I want you to discover them as well. Visit GenerationBoldRadio.com and see for yourself. Now, going back to our guest, who's an author, who's a psychologist, and very, very well educated. And one thing fascinated me, Dr. Miller, when you relate the stories of your life in Israel after the end of World War II, you talk about not being educated at a time when women weren't educated, but you got so. So tell us a little bit about that and how you overcome that barrier, which is actually a barrier in the lives of many young women today all over the world.
Don't tell me because I'm Jewish, I have to die. Don't tell me because I'm a girl, I cannot go to school and learn and be just like the guys. So to me, curiosity in learning was part of my, I want to say, DNA. So in Israel, I was 15. Education was clearly not on the forefront. It's about working and helping the country survive. But to me, I wanted it all. So, yeah, against my parents, especially my mother, she was so worried I will not find a husband because I will be educated. But again, don't tell me I cannot do it. So here I worked two jobs during the day, and I went to night school, high school, and I was the only one from my girlfriends that I did finish high school. And in Israel then and now, boys and girls alike, they have to go to the army for 2 years.
Yes.
And girls have a privilege, I don't call it privilege, if they get married or they say they're Orthodox, they don't have to go. So, and I thought it was horrible. So, yeah, no, I went to the army and I wanted to go to the Air Force because they had blue, you know, uniforms and this and that. So,
looked
education.
Nice, huh? Nifty. You look good in the uniform.
Oh, with the especially Navy one. Boy, did I have crush over those pilots. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, a love story and this and that. But education was terribly important. It still was to me always. So I wanted to be a healer. When I was in this little room and we got to the camp, 20 people in one little tiny room, and one woman, they probably lost their family, she got lost. Her wailing and her contorted face haunted me forever. I wanted to become a healer, but I couldn't do it in Israel. The only medical school was in Jerusalem. So when I happened, the story says, when I happened to come to this country, destiny had it. I didn't think I would stay here. I just visited my sister. When it was safe, I had a husband and two kids. When my son went to first grade, I went back to school, and 8 years later, I had my PhD in psychology. Nobody wanted me to do it. Again, I was all alone. Lucky we survived with a family. My husband, you know, three generations in this country, he went along with it. Not did we only survive, but thrive. So to me, education in Israel, the only one outside the box, being older, the oldest in my class, in a graduate school, I did it. And one of my mantras is, I don't know if it's a mantra, we are in the process of evolving forever. Never mind retirement, retire to what? And I have many mantras, but one of them is very relevant to our times. Life takes guts, grit, and gusto. Guts means courage. Grit means perseverance, we shall overcome, and all the time gusto. Let's be grateful. Let's rejoice being alive. And being older is absolutely a privilege. Young people die too. We are speaking older means wise. We are around. We are relevant. We don't have to be Japanese to be respected. We are a testimony of what can be done, just like you explained. We can live longer and healthier. There are about 450 supercentenarians in the world. And yeah, when my 50-year-old son, when I said, I'm going to live till 123, and he said a few years ago, who wants to live that long? Long, not long, only healthily. What life choices we make. So again, I am full of life. I'm just lucky. The end of the day is family, if you're lucky to have one. But the end of the day is life. Give me life. And let me just share, I know it's amazing, our time is almost up. And I don't want the audience or you to be spooked. But I have a custom-made casket already in my bedroom. And on top of it is kind of like a plain, beautiful wood. And an artist painted me as an angel with a white dress, which I have already, with my hands kind of, you know, together, looking up in heaven, because meaning to life is death. So it's not yuck. I'm going to have a celebration, a rehearsal, you know, so the young people get it. Don't stress out over nothing. Our temporary times are rough. We are not used to it, most of us not. But again, wash your hands. I've never washed my hands like I do these days. Keep away, yes. Temporarily.
Okay, it's temporary, it's temporary, but spirit is permanent. And by the way, although I've never had a guest or even in a conversation tell me that she's got her coffin ready, I will tell you that I've got my epitaph ready. You know what it says? I love to travel, and it always pays to go. So who knows what I'm going to find on the other side. And for everybody else, I always say, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Now we're going to laugh together and say, stay home and make it happen. You can.
Yes.
Don't you go anywhere. Next week, more of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Get out there, kids. Make it happen.
If I can do it, you can do it.
If he, we all can do it. Well, of course, that was a perfect show with tons of spirit and tons of fun.
Oh,
I
my God.
Love,
you, 45 minutes? Where did they go? Oh, my God.
I know. It's all over. Look, 87 years and 72 years. Where did they go?
You know what? Again, the good thing, it's still going, and I'm telling you, I don't know who they are, but you pick your time of death. I really can look into the future and see that I'm really going to be, you know, an elder. Never mind that I'm going to be in a wheelchair or whatever, and I'm going to be 120, but I look forward to that. And tomorrow I could be a corpse, so be it. Surrender to destiny. Nothing they can do about it.
Well, I'm going to send you, it's pretty scientific stuff, but I think you would love it. And that's the latest webcast from these geroscientists. You're going to be surprised.
Wow.
It was the connection between the coronavirus and living longer. You'll like it. So I thank you so much. This was wonderful. We're going to send you links, put it on your website. We're going to send
you
a video clip for YouTube, everything you want. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun for me.
Standing ovation. Okay.
Bye-bye, girl.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right, bye.
Very worthwhile.